if it is bread and butter, it will not be called ministry. So are we in part 8, right? Okay, then I'll skip some. I will continue that one later. Good. Sun is still shining, right? Okay. Yeah, Sapi, are we there? Amen. Okay. So Isaiah 40. So let me continue just where I stopped. So I cut off a lot of things. Don't say thank you, Jesus. I'm still looking for it. I'll find it. So Isaiah 40 from verse 1. Let's read together. Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that our warfare is accomplished, that our iniquity is pardoned, double for all our sin. Now, verse 3 is where I'm going. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Our God. Verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough paths plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has. Hallelujah. So I was stopped at saying, the church's authority is what? It's God's authority. So, that means what I've been telling you since is that learn not to discard men. Learn not to discard instructions from men. For instance, when like the utterances that has made some of us who we are today, it's actually given by men, not really dreams. It's given by men. Men instruct you, and by it you become better in ministry. Now I now come back to, so why men? Why are men so important? Now if you see one of the this prophecy is very clear. He said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way. And of course, we know that this prophecy is talking about John the Baptist. So if John the Baptist is being called the greatest of the prophets, his job is to prepare the way of the Lord. Then can we say the job of the prophets, of all the prophets, is one way or the other, preparing the way of the Lord. Now, I will be fast to ensure you are writing. Now, for instance, starting from Genesis chapter 3, that's what saying the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. Who said it? Man or angel? A man. Somewhere, a man. Praise God. Same. So men said it, right? So that means from the fall, who has been preparing the way of the Lord? All this way. Men, right? That means they were inspired of God. They kept speaking until the Savior came. So God will do the greatest thing he wanted to do on earth. God will birth new creations, and he relied upon men to speak it into reality. That's a lot. It seems like I've skipped the whole series here before getting to this place. So that is a lot. So men, God wants to come. Men spoke him to come. All the prophets. When he will be born, and if you check that Hebrews 13, he said they were son as son, that they were bruised. Check it. Hebrews 11 rather. Others, Hebrews 13, from verse 36, others had trials of cruel mockings and scourging. Yeah, moreover of bonds, imprisonment, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskin, goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world is not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. Now, these are men that bore the testimonies of the sufferings of Christ. That means in the Old Testament, because of the utterance of somebody like Jeremiah, for instance, you know he was arrested, right? Are you with me? Listen, please listen to me carefully. He was arrested. Man, because God is coming, he was arrested. They were persecuted. Okay, fast forward. When the Jesus will come, the angel went to, is it an angel or to a woman? To a woman, which is man, right? Went to Mary. So, and that one said, be it unto me according to your word. So, a man received God. See, salvation is the greatest plan of God, right? Who prophesied it? Man. Who received him? Man. When Jesus himself came, he came as angel or man? As a man, sorry. Man, right? Praise God. When the gospel will be preached, it is preached by who? Men. So this is my question. If men bore all this while the sufferings of Christ, why think you impossible that men too will bear his glory? If the sufferings of Christ were borne by men, why are you thinking it inappropriate that his glory will be borne by the church? All this while men have been suffering, that God may come. So now in the glory, why are you refusing to see that glory of God in men? In men. In men. At times you wait for somebody to be blazing with fire out of his mouth before you can listen to him. Are you not a man like me? Well, unfortunately, men are all God has found. Save the sufferings, was born by men. The glory will yet be seen in men. Say the church is the expression of the glory of God. We are the expression to the world. We are the expression. If you are looking for the glory of God, find it in the church. That is where you will find it. You will see the glory of God in the church. In the church. In the church. So, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 6 right now. Funny enough, we are just about to start offices now. What you have been doing from the past part is almost just, of course, I will still talk about guidelines again here, but let me just go straight to the things we want to talk about. Calling is calling and apostolic stuff must be today. So 12 verse 6, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh what? All in all. Amen, amen. So he's saying, yes, although different intensity of ministration, different depths in teaching, relating this now with ministry, not a gift, different intensity in ministration, different depth of teaching, different level of engagement, but it's the same God that is working all the intensity in all of us. So operational, of course, you know, it should cover both gifts and administration. You have to listen to the things of the Spirit to understand what I've said. Operations should cover both gifts and administration. So, whether it is me teaching you, it is God's blessing you. Whether it is a peace, pay the same attention. It's God blessing you. So, don't just see man and say, this one. Oh, God. Trust men I still don't know where this one is hidden in my notes. But yes, what I'm looking for, until I see that word, is teaching is another word. Trust God that men will lead you to God. I see that that way. Trust God, okay, that who? Men will lead you to Him. Of course, I'm not saying every man on the street, but with all I have said, you must yet say, how can I just submit myself to a man? Trust God. That's it, you trust the man? No, who do you trust? Trust God that who? Men. Or that your leaders will what? Lead you to God. Trust. Say trust. Thank you. So 12:27. Please don't get. Come on. Encourage yourself. So, and when you are dull, the virus will enter your neighbor. You understand? So don't transmit it. Amen. Sorry. 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. See 28. And God has set some in the church. First, what? Apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gift of healings. Help. Governments, diversity of tongues. So now these people, are they men? And so he said, God has set them in the church. How did God set them in the church? Through appointments. Hold on. Through appointments. Through three things. Through appointments, through mastery, through maturity. Three things. Appointment, mastery, and maturity. Appointments, mastery, and maturity. For instance, oh God, do you know if you have fun jumping from one church to another, you are working against the plan of God? Because you need to come up the ladder so that we can trust you with responsibilities. If you are fun jumping from one place to another, you are working against the plan of God. Because that is how, because you must come up the ladder in a place, you must be trusted in a place so that you can come up, so that they can now trust you with responsibilities. Okay, skipping some things. Watch to Matthew 25 now. Matthew 25. We close now, we continue tomorrow, or we finish now. Finish, say aye. Close, say aye. Ah. Finish maybe 8 or 9 o'clock. Okay. You are not dying. You live here. Okay, Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his two servants. Now, I've explained this for a long time to some of you in paraphrases. Now let's look at it proper. Are you ready? And delivered unto them his goods, and one of them gave, and unto one of them he gave how many talents? 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey. 16, and then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them 5 other talents. And likewise, he that has received the 2, he gained other 2. 18. But he that has received 1 went and dig in the earth and eat his lost money. So after a long time, the Lord of those servants comment and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou that delivers me 5 talents, I have gained beside these 5 other talents. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou the joy of the Lord. Hold on. Okay. I skip a place which is just about Bible interpretation, which is how to interpret parables, which you should know by now that parables are not literal. Amen? That means you must not pick it as you have seen it. You must. What we do to parables is we look at the whole and we interpret the essence. And any parable that Jesus has explained himself, ensure you don't give it any contrary explanation. The parable of the sower has been interpreted as the word of, as the productivity of the word in the heart of different men. Don't interpret it differently. So for instance, now this is clearly, once you are seeing trading, you can see that this ministry. That is ministry, not salvation, of course. So he said, you have been given, you have 5 talents. You are now given, and you traded, and you got 5 more talents. Now, when you see the word, when the Lord comments here, you will think, maybe thinking like, okay, this is talking about at rapture, that we are now finally giving accounts. But that is not really so, because if you look at verse 21, he said, thou hast been faithful over what? A few things. I will make thee what? A ruler. That means I will give you more responsibilities. More responsibilities. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So that will mean there will be more capacity. Write this down. Write down these words. More capacity, more knowledge, more insight. For instance, Paul explains things like this, like, those who have used the office of a bishop have purchased to themselves, those who have used the office of a bishop well, has purchased to themselves a great degree of boldness in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Are you with me? So when you are faithful in the field you are given, what will happen to you? Your own ministry too will be better. More capacity, more boldness, more insight, more capacity, more knowledge. So, do you know that the one with the 1 talent could have also become like the one with 5 talents? What will it take? That means, let me say, in a planting season, but what will it take for that man? He would have labored for how many planting seasons? Let's say 5, right? No, not even 5. Because if you trade with 1 seed, let's say this plant season 1, 2, 3. So, this guy started, okay, let's say this one started with 1 talent. Look at me. 1 talent, right? So if you trade with 1, in the next plant season, you have how many? 2, right? If you trade with the 2 right now, in the next plant season, you have what?
4.
4, right? If you trade with the 4, next plant season, you have what?
8.
So already, but if somebody had 5 talents and he's not doing anything with it because he's envying the one that has 20 talents. So that means although this one had 1, this one had 5. He did nothing. So yeah, you still have 5, right? Huh? Yeah, you still have 5. Whereas this one has gone into 4, 2, 4, 8. This one's 5 may still be what? Consistent, right? But do you actually know that 5 will not be consistent? Hello? Because if you look at the judgment of the guy with 1 talent, what happened? He said, take away the 1 talent that he had. I know, well, the brain is hot, right? Are you getting it? So he said, take away the what? 1 talent, right? So that means this one had 5. If you don't do anything before the next plant season, what will happen? 5 will become 4, 3, 2, until the guy will look like an unbeliever. But the one that had 1, if you keep trading with the 1, eventually nobody will remember your background. It's always what you do with what you have. It's always what you do with what you have, not what you have. I am dull academically. This ministry looks academic. How can I profit? What are you doing with what you have? Are you allowing the little you have to discourage you? That's the question. Are you allowing the little opportunities? Just like I said earlier, some people are actually waiting for more money before they serve God well. Maybe the guy that has more money will be able to purchase a better Bible, go for more camp meetings, go. That is just like the guy that had 5 talents. Okay? Don't forget that 1 Corinthians 7 where I explained to you in the morning. If you are called as a servant, what should you do? care not for it. But if you are free, what should you do? Use it, right? So that means if you have, let me also interpret this again. If you have only one talent, don't say, I have nothing. Trade with it, right? If you have one, use it too. Are you with me? That means if you have more opportunities, more allowance, more, like if, let me say, if things are more favorable for you, what should you do? Awesome. Do ministry. But if you have so little, don't say, I have nothing. We must do much with the little opportunities we have. I was not born into a perfect home. In my home, we go to church once in a year, December 31st. That is how I was raised up. I feel like small saying that she has been water baptized since age 2 and etc. I had very little opportunities in life. Well, that little opportunity, what do you do with it? Do you discard it? So now, there are some natural things. There are some natural things that are beneficial in ministry. There are some natural traits that some of us have naturally. That maybe something maybe that is eloquent, for instance. Well, it's eloquent, and it may look like this guy, Brian Emmanuel, had more edge than me in ministry. But ladies and gentlemen, unless you are not a man, you have something. Glory to God. Every man has something to trade with. Okay, let's continue. Okay, Matthew 25. Now I'm in 22. So I wrote in my note, there is no one without the opportunity to discover God and serve God. What has always been happening is dishonor for the little you have. Dishonor, disregard for the little you have. And he also that has received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivers unto me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Can you see that the accolade to the guy with the 2 is the same accolade, right, to the guy with the 5? Now I told you that what the thing, one, the extra thing that God will judge, it will be what? Intention. 24. But then he which had the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sowed, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid, and I went to eat thy talent in the earth. And Lord, here, see what is thine. Please don't take these things literal. It's just saying, I have little opportunities in life. I don't really have a world church around me. I only have access to internet once in a month. That once in a month, what do you now do with it? You will check Facebook, check YouTube, right? Praise God. Amen, amen. Oh, I don't have a smartphone that can listen to messages. All I have, all I do is I come to church, I take notes. That church note, why not know it? That little you have learned that you copied, why not trade with it, labor with it, and teach everyone around you? I don't always have money to go for camp meeting. But yes, I have this small book, this gospel. That small book that maybe somebody dashed you, why not labor so much on it that you can almost quote everything word for word? Don't discard the little opportunities around you. I don't know Greek word, the Yoruba word that you know to preach the gospel. What are you doing with it? Offices. We are all going to be in different. We have different, like some of you have parents that will frown at you, or you have guidance that will not allow you to easily come to church, do things. You have works that is stressing you. That little time that remains, God will judge you with what you do with it. Praise God. Are you with me? God will judge. God will judge. God will judge. Opportunities differ. But ensure you multiply your opportunity. Because don't forget, see what I am saying. If you labor on that, you will one day, nobody will know you once had a rough foundation. But if you say, because I am not close to any world church, what of, thank God for this age, what of the internet? Can't you download messages and soak yourself in it? No, have you heard this creed so much now right now? Why are you doing this? Say there's no world church around me. No world church. Yes, there's world internet. There was a time when I was learning the word initially, there was somebody that usually posts on behalf of PW Kenyon on Facebook. Every post he makes, I read everything. Like, as I'm going to Facebook, I'm talking about years ago, when you guys post consistently, I just go, click that name, read any news he puts. Everybody has an opportunity. See, God is faithful, to give every man an opportunity. Like, I love to tell you that God has time for his man. You are his man. Okay, so, and his Lord answered him, thou wicked and slothful. That's where I'm going today. Slothful. Lazy. What you are expecting is that somebody should come to your room to be feeding you with the word every day before you gain mastery. The little opportunity you have. How dare you be in a church like this and you are not learning ministry? At the end of the day, none of us will have an excuse before God. Say, you are a wicked and slothful. Slothfulness is wickedness. Because what we can really relate with here is slothful. Wickedness will be the interpretation, will be Jesus' interpretation of being slothful in ministry. That means you are exposed to small opportunities, you discard it, you disregard it. Thou knowest that I reap, just like you being in this church, that is an opportunity to you. An opportunity. Like, for instance, in this place, we have a structure with which, if you simply follow, you will serve God. How are you treating it? Are you discarding it? Thank you. Oh, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, that then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Think. What is the interpretation of this? Think. Help me. Come on. I'm standing this morning too. I should be tired. Let me. Okay, feel free. Think. Yes, sir, by Emmanuel? In anybody, yes? Ah, that's too literal. You have interpreted it too literal. Somebody give me, sir? No, you are still taking it too literal. You are still seeing it as, you are still taking it to, like, invest. What you are interpreting right now, guys, you are right, so is to put the money to the exchangers, right? You are focusing on that. Don't focus on that. Interpret the whole thing. No reward. Just three words or four words. There is always a way. Now what he's saying is that I cannot trade, right? Are you with me? He just said, if you cannot trade, can't you put the money in a bank? Hallelujah. That's why I say you have to interpret the whole thing. Don't put banking and finance in there. Jesus is saying, there is always a way. There is always something you could have done. No, I have told you, that domain will be heavy. Somebody that is saying, I am not strong because no watcher, no preacher came, nobody. By the time God opened your book, and he shows you the opportunities that came, that you discarded. Like I said, a sand discipler, let me give you another word, a sand local church is God's call, calling to you. Okay, let's now imagine. Okay, you have been crying for years. God, I want to grow up spiritually. You now found yourself in a place where you can grow. Then somebody call you for a 15K job in Asaba. And off you go. What have you showed? Dishonor for that one talent. You are not seeing it everywhere. You now saw small. Praise God. Hallelujah. By the time God just opened the book up for some people. Okay, you traveled from Sokoto to Lagos because you want to attend UNILAG. When you are now done, you came back to Sokoto. Or let me say, you traveled from Sokoto to Port Harcourt to go and study a course. Or you went to study. You now came back to Sokoto. Then, after you are now done, you are saying, God, I want to grow up spiritually. And God says, see this man, Pastor Nainka, is in Lagos. Say, and Lagos is too far. What happened? For education, can you travel? But for the what? Did you? No. You know what I'm teaching you in this place is strong sincerity. Strong. See, if you are lying, you know you are lying. You have to yourself say, no, I had a joke. But to say there is no opportunity. That is clear. That means unless you don't believe that this is an eternal course. So the course there is C-A-U or C-O-U? C-A-U, right? C-A-U-S-E, right? Thank you. Unless you don't believe that this is an eternal course. So he said, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine with usury. Take therefore the talent from him. That opportunity will not always be there. Are you with me? If you disregard little, one day you will not see it again. How will you not see? Is it God that will take it away? God's what? God's action. Oh God. For instance, what did I say as touching people who attend churches that is against their persuasion? Who knows how I love to put it? The only group that I closed down some weeks ago. How did I put it? It's not there. Only my wife is there. Are you there? You're not in that group, huh? Indifference, yes. I said, if, for instance, you are, you have knew that God saves eternally, this is the ministry, and you kept going to a place where they say, if you don't tithe, no more kingdom, maybe because you are a drummer, or you play keyboard, and you love to be paid, and they are paying you, and you are hearing that regularly. Later, what will you start saying? It doesn't matter. So what I said is that, if you are still going to a place where what is taught is against your persuasion, you are training yourself to value falsehood as true, to analyze, to perceive, to envelope, or to repackage falsehood as truth. Are you with me? Let me say it in a clear way. If you keep giving it to things that, if you keep giving it to falsehood, one day you will start seeing it as true. That means, let me say, since committee is close to you, or you have access to be listening. First day, you say, I'm tired. Second day, I must not miss this Z World episode. Third day, I must get married. Next day, I must rear 3 children. One day will now come. You will see the living body. You're just like, it's just living body media. That is taking away of the one talent. It is man's action and man's resultant consequence. That means one day, that thing, God. You know, for some people, the first day, as Pastor Jia, maybe in Kaduna, the first day you hear that there is a training process, what happens? Wow, awesome, I want to be there. What happened? Familiarity. One day, that same thing you once value. I know some of you have been, praying for, maybe years ago, I've been praying for days. I could just be in church all day, serving God. That is here. What are you doing with it? Hallelujah. Some people right now, you're actually tired though. See, you're tired though. But, of course, everybody has something to do. I want to watch my preacher and do this. But some people, you're actually tired because, but if you get to, you go and watch the word. Like, at times, that thing that we postpone for God's word, could have been postponed to. What is the issue with disobedience? If you have done it once, what will happen? He will do it again. For instance, if you have taken leave for ministry once, say, Pastor, can you just give me 3 months to say to myself, I will be back. Do you know the issue? The issue is not what you are doing. Is that what? You have trained yourself to tell yourself that this is what? Possible. So in the next 1 year, when the storm of life hits you again, what will you say again? Another break. Hallelujah. So, take therefore the talent from him and give unto him that hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be what? Given. Can you understand that thing now? That means if you have,
and you value what you have, what will happen? You will have more. He should be giving. And he shall have abundance. That is he that values what he has. But from him that hath not, that means you have little, shall be taken away even that which he was. Ah, so that means that have not, first one there, is not saying he does not have anything. Or better still, it could have been referring to attitude. So for everyone that have the right attitude, more shall be given, he will have abundance. But from him that has the wrong attitude, from him shall be taken away what he has. Why? Because everybody has something. So what you can now have or don't have is the right attitude, is right or wrong attitude towards what you have. Is there anybody in that parable that has zero talent? No. But like I said, all of us are in different, there are some different physical conditions that would have already put some people on a sloper plane to be fulfilled in ministry than some people. Maybe you are the third wife of an allergy and you became born again. Oh no, your talent is not even one, it's half. Right? That means the chances that to him listen to God's word, it will be hard, right? Huh? To go out to church is wala, they want to kill you. But God is still saying you have something. Maybe the time the man is not around, what you do is you go and make your ear. That time, why not what? Listen to God's word. It's the right attitude. So see that 1 Corinthians 7. Callings. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 16. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband, or knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? Of course, I've explained that to you. It's talking. You should know, Jerry. Let me talk good. It's talking about. You know. You can't explain what you know. I'm not laughing. Some people have not heard it before. So it's not saying that. It's saying if you can stick with a man. That's not how you put it in that place. So just saying, like, if you will save him, that's actually a picture. That means, let us read from context, from verse 14. What is in 14? Yes? It's what? Sanctified by what? By the wife. That means, what is going to be sanctified? Because you are seeing his house, the guy can become, he's closer. It's not, he's closer, right? That means your association, thank you, proximity, right? So that is what he's saying in verse 16. So we know, do you know if by staying close at the end of the day, it will be saved? It's not saying you go and marry, enter such camp. But if you have found yourself in such, hello, see, if you have found yourself in such, what should you do? What should you do? He said what? Love is saying, don't leave. Are you with me? He's saying, which type of love? God's love, so that one day he too can be what? That man can be saved. So that woman, how much is her talent? Maybe one quarter. Okay, let me keep you explaining. 17, whereas God has distributed. Now, oh God, if you are in this church and you don't understand God's word, God's action, you can't understand Bible interpretation. Because now, see, verse 17, but as God has distributed to what? Every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. Hold on. Is it God that said the woman should go and marry a Wazob brother? Is it God? But how did he put it? As God has distributed. That means, oh God, guess what? Even your fault, God takes responsibility. Say, Even man's fault. Why? I've told you that man is God's man. Is God's man. You're right. He takes the glory. Your fault. What happens? He takes responsibility. He will not discard man because of faults. So he has said, so he now said, even as God called every man. Well, he's just saying, okay, don't worry, it has happened. That's what God is saying. Are you with me? It has happened, it has happened. So let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. So 18. Now, if you see from 17, that means you will see different physical qualities, right? Somebody like, for instance, I can say at least to a great part, I know my wife will still do other ministry, but she's doing this much, maybe because of me. Praise God. Maybe. Even. Praise God. But you know, she should not marry somebody that is maybe like, you know, John, sorry, or somebody bigger too. Are you with me? So, that means, and when she married me, of course we do programs, but I am not saying I'm pastoring next year or anything. So you could, that means, let's say two guys, one married one, this one at the end of the day, start ministry, at the end of the day, both of them blossom, ministry, but one married the other, or the, later they want to say, guys, let's go to Dubai, driving. So, at the end of the day, due to, let me use the word, time and chance. One is doing better. One is what? Doing worse. When they both made the choices, they were not even praying. But what God is saying now is that forget the past. In the, that situation you are, what can you do there? You had an abusive parent. You had a terrible past. Forget it. Sorry. God is just like saying, sorry, I take responsibility. That's what he's saying. As God has called every man. Called every man. Now, see 18. Is any man called being what? Circumcised? Of course, you know the praise of biology. Is it God that says, guys, you go to Abraham's lineage? No. But let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments. That means that state you are, forget it. What you should do right now is to what? Is to keep it. Is to keep the commandments. Of course, which is faith and love, which you know. 20. Slowly, let's read slowly. Want to go? Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. 21 now, slowly. Are thou called being a servant? Is it God that made you a servant? No, but he's saying, okay, that state you are is okay. No wahala. What did he now say? Care not for it. But if thou mightest be made free, use it rather. That means, if at the end of the day, I suddenly had, maybe before I had one talent, the talent suddenly became 10. It just miraculously became 10. What should I do? Use it. But if the one refused to become 10, or maybe there are two servants, one suddenly, well, something just happened and he was set free and he was able to serve God. So that's his liberty. He should what? He should use it. But if I only have one, should I discard that one? Hello? What should I do? Use it too. Praise God. So now said, why? 22. Slowly want to go. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Wow. Likewise, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. I said, you are bought with a price, be not servants of men. Let's read 24 together. I want to go. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Hallelujah. Now, so, how can you, I will just, please, everybody, with what you, with this much you have learned, just write a short essay about sermon, about calling. Therefore, what is calling? Okay? Pastor John, what is it? Write a short essay about calling. What is it that God calls calling? Of course, I've explained. Just for you to say again the things I've said. So, I need to see it in your short notes. Write it in your short notes about calling. So, that means there are some physical things. Like there are so plenty opportunities. Maybe some of you now, maybe since when you are young, Riamoke came to your village, and you attended the fire conference, the minister conference, which is fire conference, right? Huh? Oh, you guys, what do you attend? attend the fire conference, and since then you are just blossoming. Maybe some of you, since you have been young, somebody just has dropped God in your house, and you have read, and you're wow. So from when you have been young, you have been fervent. Or maybe somebody like Timotheus, that his grandmother was a what woman, his mother was a what woman, and he now met Paul again. Can see that his talent is what? 50. Are you with me? But there's somebody else that's anybody like that, maybe your Mark. Maybe Mark in the Bible. So there's somebody else that his mother, he was born under the bridge and Atoshodi. All he knows, all he grew up to know is prostitutes and robbers. So you have knew the word since age zero from a child, right? That has meant the only scripture. Somebody at age Joshua is still trying to know what? Ah, John, where is John? Far. The deception in humanity is to despise what you have because it is little. Is to despise that opportunity because it is little. Is deception. Don't do it. So he now said, 24, brethren, let every man abide wherein he is called. Therein abide with God. Amen. Callings. Like, I have so much to say under this. Callings. The opportunities presented to you, use them wisely. The times, the preachers, that God has sent to you, maximize them. My wife, if I never maximize NYSC in Zamfara State, ma, how will I come to Akure, back to Akure, and still get all I got? Because in that 1 year, I was a minister in my old church, which you know, I was strong, almost about to post me from one church to another before I went back to school and I did all I did. So, but I now had a year that I was away from them. This way has been doing ministry since. And in that year, I was now free, let me say, to study the Bible without the help of open heaven. I was now free to say, okay, let me just see it clearly. I now met men. That was the first time I now saw the message of Mijo Moyo Akinjo. I now met Pastor Jola in family house. Yeah. It was that year. I was done with family house, with NYSC. I refused to go back home. Like, I didn't go back home one day. Something is here. I need to get it. And oh, I got it. Glory to God. And from then, I just came back home and everything changed. The times, the opportunities. Maximize it. Rocking keyboard. Maximize it. Maximize it. Some of us add more than the other. Me, some people will say, I have listened to every Kentucky tape since 1996. 1996, I was still, oh God, busy on CAC mountains. Some of us don't have that opportunity. Some of you, sorry, who has asking in terms for 2 and 5 years? Anybody? 4 times, 2 and 5.
four. Mommy, one. Sing one and two. Who started speaking in tongues after 2015? Before, after 2015. One. How serious? Please, when? Try 11. You are still early. Different opportunities. But God will ensure every man add something. What we say, how will God ensure? Well, He is God. This is where you see the omnipotence of God. That before that judgment, nobody will say, God, you did bad to me. No Muslim will say that. Maybe you have been caged all this while, and a day came, and nobody is at home, and you are searching your DSCV, and you saw a channel, and the man of God was preaching. I say, oh, this is making sense, though. But it's time for my movie. And you switch it. What do you do with the opportunities that you have? A sound local church, a sound discipler is a clear call of God to you. It's a clear call of God to you. It's a clear call of God to you for you into ministry. Oh God. Oh God. Before judgment. Don't worry, I'm closing for now. We'll continue in series 3. Because there's something that is missing that I need to fix before I enter calling very well. Then we now talk about the apostolic nature of the ministry. It will be done. So, Tola, don't drop that book yet. I'm still talking. Calling. Those opportunities, you married, or some of you married. One thing my wife has never done to me before in ministry is to say no to anything. It's ministry, well, this is not really what we said when we are getting married. But I will be. But it's not easy to just call your wife one day. In a place where everything is fine, you are close to relatives, you buy things cheaply, you drive, no security, you don't know it, you just say, hey, you are going to the north. And she just, yes, husband. Although, it's not my plan. What do you do? Some of you have, maybe you have a word, maybe even before now, you have a word fiancé, a word man, but because of familiarity, you allow the opportunities to pass you by. That some of you that you are already independent early, that you can do what you like, in quotes, you can go home when you like, you have your own TV, nobody puts this in a, they're not in the house that the remote only belongs to the man of the house, that and you only put this in one channel, football or Telemundo or which one, wrestling or which one, sir? NTA. Oh, NTA. Thank you. You are in your own house. If you say, I will pray from now till Thursday, nobody will call you that you are praying too much. Jesus. That's liberty. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Somebody is now still struggling under his guardian. He cannot leave. Because he must eat, he must go to school. He's doing his best. For you, you are free. No attachment, no responsibility, no boo-boo, no whammy, no kids. What are you doing with it? At the end of the day, nobody will be able to say, I had no opportunity to serve God. The issue has always been dishonor. For the little opportunities that God brings your way. Brethren, everybody add something. Don't show dishonor to God's word. the result will be eternal. And no matter how little you start, if truly you can focus on that little opportunity, see the things I just said. I said, what if is ask my wife when all I had was reality of Christianity. I listened to that message. I am not exaggerating. Minimum of 250 times. Repeat. When I had was those last 3 days, the 6 days, 7 of major major boot camp. Why were 11? I can't count that one. I listen. Do you know what I mean to listen to one message, 7 messages, 250 times? Are you exposed to little light? What are you doing with it? Are you exposed to great light? Are you disregarding it? Familiarity. Bracking, I'll tell you. Saw your Bible, say, ah, it's not bracking. Say, ah, that pastor, how old is he? What is his experience? Is he teaching you experience or teaching you God's word? Do you believe there is a God? Do you believe there is an eternity? Then what you are going to do for God right now? Start praying in tongues. We endure for eternity. See, you will not be able to erase it. Your dishonor for that dishonor for God's word right now, you will not be able to erase it eternally. No, I'm not talking about heaven or hell. No. You will not be able to say, I don't want again. God said the result of serving him will be eternal. Look at your priorities generally. Look at your giving. Show us the honor for God's word in your giving. You see people that they almost came to church sleeping there. And you will hype your, you will exaggerate, amplify the little hindrance injuring you. I cannot do this. Oh, I cannot write an exam. Oh, I'm too busy. Pursuing what? I cannot preach. Please pray. Bow down your heads and pray in all sincerity. Look at the opportunities around you. What are you doing with it? If you are independent, nobody. See, are you called being a servant? That is just like the person that is under tutelage. Somebody that is not being, is not free to do what he likes. It's under compulsion. Paul said, don't worry. Just do what you can. But he now said, are you free? Are you free? Should you use your liberty to serve the flesh? Do you have free time? What do you do with it? Are you free? Should you use that liberty to please self? Should you discard God's word? God is a man that is saying it. Who else do you want to say it? Who has God used to bless humanity before? That is not a man. Point to one. These days, especially to you guys here, must not pass you by without ministry. It must not pass you by. I beg you, allow sincerity to play. Godly sincerity. Some of you have opportunity to relocate. And you see one to say, but I saw a fine house in Apo. Yet, where you are to grow up and labor spiritually is here. And you will still go there. Show us the honor for the opportunities that God gave you. Show us. Why some people left Benin, left Lagos for the world. You are going far. Because I saw a sheep house in Apo. Any work. Pastor, extra 10k pay.
sorry, sir, I'm going. Where? Going to Suleja. Now see close. Collins. Try and remember the story of people like Pastor Adeboye. The man that was called to disciple him was a stark illiterate. And he was a professional mathematician. If he had discarded that opportunity, saying, how can I submit myself to this one that cannot? He won't see him today. Not every nation that knows who is Papa King Diomi, but they knew him. Why? He made use of that opportunity. You're on IT. You're on NYSE. You are free. And luckily for you, you had this type of opportunity. 5 talents, 10 talents. And you bury it. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choked the world, suffocates the world in the Greek, and it became unfruitful. Now, right now, you don't have kids that will not allow you to study, but that time is to give it to Z word, right? Z word, about Z word. Callings. You can do something without calling. You have in that position without little opportunity. You can step on this path today. Sincerity. And you'll be eternally relevant. Sincerity. Come on, increase the tempo of your prayers. I'm done. Sincerity. We are done. But pray from the depth of your heart that you don't see ministry as an alternative. That you don't see these days as a waste of time. That you don't show dishonor to the little opportunities that God brings your way. Oh, the pastor is not touche. Oh, it's not like this one. Oh, it's not just Brother Joshua. I know him before. And so what? Don't show dishonor for the little opportunities that God brings your way. If you will focus on it, you will yet become mighty. Some people in their days, they don't even have the full Bible. Go to China. We are told that until now, maybe in places, they see small book Bible. It's forbidden on their internet. In church, some people, they will be sharing leaves. This week, give me Ephesians. Next week, take 1 John. You have everything. What are you doing with it? Quote Colossians, you cannot. Do you think, let us travel, look at that map of the world. The opportunity you have in Nigeria is not everywhere. There are places that the name of Jesus is forbidden to mention. Here, you can still carry a megaphone and go on on the street preaching. What are you doing with the opportunity? What are you doing there? We have nations that have strict laws against the gospel. In Nigeria, that we are free. The opportunity you have, are you using it for seed sowing? Or you are not using it at all? Collins. 5 talents. 3, 2. I have little. I'm not eloquent. The little you can say. How many
have you said it to?
Oh, my disciple is not perfect. Is that enough reason to be eternally useless? I don't have enough money. Check around yourself. Is there any little opportunity that there remains? Is there? People like Pastor Nan, they have no reason to be in this church. He's a pastor. Yes, oh, I need to learn. A man that has pastored plenty before, yet he will be playing keyboard. What are you doing with that little opportunity? Do you have the opportunity to free your schedule a bit more so that you can obtain mastery? So that you can rise up the ladder and be trusted with leadership? That opportunity, what are you doing with it? That spare time, spare allowance, what are you doing with it? 5 talents, 4 talents, 3 talents, 20 talents. In a world of internet, Living Word Media, free. Every message, free. Prayer is free. You will not pray and somebody will say stop. In the days of Daniel, if you pray, the king arrests you. Now you pray, nobody talks. How long are you praying? Callings. See, unless you don't believe the result and the reward of what we are doing is eternal. Unless you don't believe that. Unless you think this is still just one of those things. What are you doing with your spare time? Study for these exams. When I was learning God's word, I had a minimum of like 3-4 earpiece. As one is dying, I'm picking another one. I must get this. The book of Hebrews. For months, I was listening. What is this thing? I must get it. One part is not clear. God told me, hey, focus on the one that is clear. Don't dishonor what you have learned because of the one you are yet to understand. The little one you have knew, have you shared it with everybody around you? God sent men to you. We are in the age, there is recording, there is live stream, there are people, there are messages, there are opportunities. You have a believer around you that you can say, hey, I can come, help me, come and teach me how to preach. Take me, let's go and heal the sick. All these opportunities, what are we doing with them? Are you allowing worldliness to take away your time for God? Brethren, intention, God will judge. Brethren, sincerity, God will judge. At the end of the day, no man will be able to say, God did not do me well. It's always about what have you done with that little opportunity. Maybe later, God will say, okay, check. How long do you spend on status update every day? 3 hours. So how come you cannot listen to messages? How come? You will see men say, he's not personal. I knew him then. I knew him since 1997. And your life is still like this. Shame on you. I have read every Kenneth Hagin sermon. Yes, you are still preaching materialism. Shame on you. Collins. Kapasta katetete. Reggae bricasta. Lateco stagepite. You have your money. You can go anywhere. Yet you choose to go to where you will not, to a place that the distance is enough to discourage you from evangelism. What are you doing to yourself? The opportunities you have here, for instance, you will not always see it everywhere. Are you treating it with sincerity? With honesty? Are you treating it with honesty? Priorities, brethren. Priorities. The man that God brought across your way. How have you treated them? Men call to disciple you. You dishonor them. You disdain them because of humanity. Oh, God, may I not respond with dishonor to the opportunities you gave me. May I not respond with dishonor. One talent. Liberty is a lot, brethren. Liberty is a lot. It's not always there. Not everybody have it. What are you doing with your own? Hangouts, friends, social media. Funny enough, even some people do not have strong health. They struggle. Yet, why is he trusting God? Yet, they are doing their best. You don't fall sick. Yet, you are looking for somebody to go for outreach. We can't find you. You can speak. That is more talent. You can teach. More talent. You are born into a Christian family. More talent. Like a Jew that is already accustomed to the Torah, to the law. More talent than the Gentiles that never had such foundation. But everybody had something. Everybody. God had time for every one of his man. Don't show dishonor to ministry. Don't show dishonor. Don't show dishonor. Oh, I can pray. Don't show dishonor. Don't show dishonor. Man, I'm so bad. 5 more minutes. Just pray. Realign your heart. Realign it. 5 more minutes. Honesty. 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 Like, for instance, me, I am so sure that if you see all we are doing here and you show dishonor to it, it will be difficult to receive this at any other place. It will be difficult. Unless just out of sentiment. It will be difficult. Oh, Balabade Rosa Tateta. Youths, young men, unmarried, freedom is a lot. Liberty is a lot. These are days you can say, yes, Pastor, let's go to Maiduguri, let's go and preach. Nobody will ask you. What are you doing with that liberty? Must everything be, I must make more money. I must make a dough. I must make a dough. I must make a dough. You work for 14 hours of the day. Let's give 2 hours to God. I don't have time. 2 hours. Two hours of the 24 hours in the day that God gave you. Some people are spending that 24 hours in the prison cell. The little you have, you can do something with it. Till now, I see our friends that they love ministry. Yeah, they see me. And they will treat the relationship casual. You are living in the house of a man of God. Are you making use of that opportunity? Are you in this church? Are you making use of this opportunity? You think this is everywhere? Oh, Palama Segevile. 3 more minutes. Pray. Sincerity, brethren. Sincerity. At the end of the day, nobody will be able to say, God did not do me well. Nobody. Zate capace gave the day. Rapala zatatos. Shate palabase gave the day. Yeto labazatate korastate. Lipi pilikete oli mazatate. Prepo papasati tetos. Yakata labosata papa. Prepile to last ta. Lite kelimoso ta cantante. Imprimonadane. Iko satata. Iko satate. Ipropa pepepe. Ikelimotata. Rosta kapala batata palabalabos. Izike pilemantata tata. Impripotate. Iko lamanas. Imolanane. Impropa latete. Iko lateta. Ikeloteta. Lastly, pray for your friends. People who have you as close friends, they know you are a man of God and they are not taking advantage of that opportunity. They know that you are a minister. Maybe your parents, maybe your partners as well. Just pray for them that their eyes will be open. Pray for them. Your family, they know you preach and teach, yet they don't pay attention to listen to you. Pray for them that dishonor will not kill them. Why should a close person to you see die of cancer? That is, if he has been showing dishonor to you as a gift of God. Pray for them. All of you, anywhere you are living, anybody that is your friend is an opportunity for that person to know God. Pray for them that dishonor will not kill them. At times, it's when the situation is not critical. You say, bro, pray. At that time, most of the time, it's too late. Dishonor for the opportunities around you. When you see your friends showing this attitude, I beg you, don't be mild with the hacking. Correct them quickly, sharply. Let them know, hey, I may not look like much, but I can teach you God's word. I can teach you and get you healed. I am a gift of God around you. Let your friends know. I am a gift of God around you. Some of you will see our people who are seeing different ministry, doing all manner, seed sowing, tithing, deliverance for a Christian, all manner, and they don't see you as a man of God. Go and tell them, sir, I can teach you this thing. Why don't sit down and listen? That you are the one that is feeding me every day does not mean that you cannot get this from me and get it eternally. Oh, glory to God. 1 more minute. Sincerity. It will ring in your ass daily. to be sincere with the message, to be sincere with the gospel, to be sincere with the men that God has placed close to you. Have you seen so much that you can get from Pastor Joy? Why not convert the same? Pastor Ezekiel, see the zeal. Convert the same. Convert the same. Have you seen so much that you can get from Sister Buki? Convert the same. Convert the same. If something happens and you travel and you are off this place without getting what you must get, God will ask you, what have you done with that opportunity? God will ask. God will ask.
Oh, mana, 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 Roseva de do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So nothing. Anybody has an utterance? Welcome utterance. Maybe two or three. Come, come. You have an utterance, come. Tell that. Come, you have an utterance. Tell that. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Our disposition must always be that we can do much more. Don't ever get to the point where you congratulate yourself for the labor that you are already you're already putting in, or the output you think you're getting. You should put your what you have been given on a scale, and what you can do with that. What you can do with what you have will always be more than what you have. Always, always. There's so much more that can come out from what you have. Our disposition should be, we are unworthy servants. There's still much more to do. Not even if the master says rest, you say no. There's still much more to do. So never get to the point where you just like, I've explored all my talents. And even if you get five more, you can still get much more.
Receive that. Receive that. Hallelujah. Don't get to a time. Sir, come on, share something. Don't get to a time when you will say, I am done. Don't get to a time when you will say, it's okay. Because pastor will only see, oh, you have in a month, oh, you have 10 entries in your parables. Awesome. Who knows? See, the opportunity that God is extending of you is 200. Sincerity. The times we spend on carnality is for God.
Praise God. Okay, while I was praying, I saw a black t-shirt, like there are many of them. It was very black, very dark in color. Then it was as if another kind of cloth that has white, that is pure white, was coming out of it. It's a kind of a display of, it was displayed. Another white one was coming out from it, like it was emerging from it. So what I heard was that in all of us has been embedded ability to bring out the light of God in the hearts of men. In all of us has been embedded that ability to bring out goodness, to bring out salvation, to bring out ministry in the heart of anybody out there. So we must take the ministry of Jesus Christ very serious. We must take up this ministry and run with it.
He said you can bless any man. Bless any man. And please, maybe you don't have, listen to me. Maybe you don't have many people to preach to due to the opportunity. Maybe it's just one or two. Why not and that one or two is ready to listen to you. Why not download for that one until you are empty? Are you with me? You can do something
with what you have.
Praise God. I just want to answer a question in someone's heart. You are actually asking, I'm not a people person, I don't know how to do. I really want to do this. I heard clearly, familiarize yourself with scriptures. Study. Be here. Let your heart, it's a heart thing. It's not about being everywhere. It's a heart thing. Let your heart be here. Familiarize yourself with God's word. Study. Pray. Receive instruction. Do them as you have received them. And then you will see that you are trading with your talent. It's actually bothering you now. Just stay with scriptures. Stay with God's word. Be there. Let your heart be there. It's your heart. It's your heart. It's not about things. It's your heart first. And then you will see the profiting. Praise God.
Let your heart be there. That means, as the more I expose myself to God's word, that responsibility will jump on me. Are you with me? That means the more I just expose myself, I expose myself to it. One day, that thing I say I cannot do. The same week when Happy said I cannot preach you, that was the same week she preached. She started preaching. That's good. Thank you.
Praise God. This is the time to set targets for yourself. This is not the time to wait to be pushed. Push yourself. This is the time to set targets, meet the target, fulfill the target, and set a new one. It's not the time to remain lackadaisical. It's not the time to relax. It's not the time to think I have achieved. No. There is no achievement until you have actually achieved. It is the time to set targets, fulfill that target, and set a new one. And I also hear it's a possible task. Exactly. It's a possible task. There is nothing impossible. I hear someone saying, I've been doing my best, the best I can do. It seems as if nobody is seeing it. God says I am seeing it and says I am counting on you. Don't wait to be appreciated. As much as human beings love to be appreciated, don't wait to be appreciated, because why? God has actually appreciated you. God appreciates you. Give us, Pastor. That's an appreciation for us, from God to us. So don't wait to be appreciated. God is actually seeing and is telling you right now, I'm counting on you. Don't let me down. I'm counting on you. God is counting on each and every one of us. There is nobody that God is not appreciating, something like that. Don't wait for human to appreciate you. Don't be pushed. Push yourself. Set that target. Fulfill that target. Set a new one. There's no time to say, I have actually achieved and this is the end. No, this is not the end for no one. It's actually the end. We don't say it is the end. God says it is the end. And until it is the end, it is not the end for us. We keep doing. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thought I was going to speak. Come, I'm going to speak. Thank you, sir.
I see shoes placed in front of some walls. A lot of shoes. Then you come, you polish, then you leave it again, you go back. You come back after a while, you see it is dusty again. Mm-hmm. You polish it again. Then you go back. You come back after a while, you see it is dusty again. Then because you're not taking the work of the Lord serious. You are giving the work of the Lord time. You are giving it space, too much space.
Mm.
You are not consistent. You are not consistent. Those shoes are meant to be polished every time. And you're staying in your comfort zone. Go out there, look for more shoes to polish. You see, I see shapes scattered. And I see a realignment in these shapes. I see a reawakening. I see shapes, circles and rectangles and squares. They are all scattered. They are not what they are meant to be. But I see God walking through men. Yeah. Realigning this thing. Now we know them as circles. We know them as circles and we are seeing them as circles. We know them as squares and we are seeing them as squares. We know them as rectangles and we are seeing them as rectangles and nothing else. Men are being built by us. Our hearts are stirred. I see strength being communicated to our inner man. Sickness does not leave limit anyone of us in the name of Jesus. I see healing in the name of Jesus. I see healing in the name of Jesus. Nobody will give an excuse of sickness again. Nobody will give an excuse of sickness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healing is made available to you, that sister, in the name of Jesus. Healing is made available for you in the name of Jesus. Healing is made available for you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for strength. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for strength, because you are made available. We are made that we make ourselves available. We do not give space. We do not give time. We do not work on our convenience. We do not work with our convenience. We work every time and every day. Keep polishing. Keep polishing. Those shoes must shine. Those shoes are souls, and they must shine. They must shine. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory, 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 glory.
Glory.
Giving is too much break. You are giving too much break. Too much break. Too much break. Too much break. Polish is right now. You wait for a month to polish. Too much break. Like I learned in WC 2013, Pastor Menga said, keep your gift working. The gift of healing, teaching, keep it working. You cannot go 4 days without using your gift. Keep it working. And also to specific people, there are some people you have been laboring over. Maybe you need to be more consistent. Consistent. Keep your gift working. As the software said, your leaders. No, that takes a lot. Only God would have said that. That God appreciates you by giving you what? Leaders, that's a lot. That's a lot. When you see people right at sincere, not there to get out of you, he's saying that is God appreciating you, appreciating your sincerity. Don't disdain these days. Don't disdain it. Hey, that person? Can you trust? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can that person? Can you trust? Oh, glory to God. Come, 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 come. Glory to God. Ah, my best over to
you. God. Your hands, let it not cross your mind that you can take a break. Like, let it not cross your heart at all that you can actually take a break and come back. No, it's not possible. So why you step into it, you keep going. You don't look back at all. Please God.
Somebody specific. Don't let it cross your heart. Months. We are not saying don't travel. That is not the interpretation. You can travel, yes, you don't take a break. You tell some people, you have travel. Listen to messages. Say, I don't have phone. That is a very, oh God. What test do you want the church to? I don't have phone. I cannot listen. Little money that comes to your hand, what do you remember? Do you remember your Bluetooth headset? How many people have you begged? Please, I need a phone that can listen to God's word. Maybe school fees, how do you trouble people? Don't disdain opportunities. Don't. You have somebody, I can't enter college very well. You have a good mentor. That's God's call. That's God's call. No, we think God's call is only on one thing. Amen.
Amen. Okay. The word is, God is not for extra time. God is not for your spare time. It's for all the time. It's not, God is not what you attend to when every other thing has been done. God is what you attend to at all time.
Thank you. It's not for leftover, right? Amen. Thank you. That means we plan God into our schedules. We plan God into our schedules. That's been your feet. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this sincere heart.
We surrender to you.